Below the small plain, a dust storm rolled over the desert and across the spreading waters of a flood. The dust storm was dangerous. The flood was weird. Australia had done it again. Like a lot of people who had come before, I should have known what might happen. But I didn't, and now I was in trouble. Flying around Australia is like taking a spaceship to Mars. There's a lot of red sand, and it sure doesn't look like home. I was here to look at that strangeness and its consequences, but now I had blundered into the middle of one of those consequences myself. I was trapped in the air, flying a plane above a storm in which I could not land. Greek tragedy. Athens' financial woes are a test for the new government and Europe's common currency. Every January the 6th, Greeks celebrate Epiphany with a ceremony full of symbolism and hope. All over the country, priests throw a gold cross into open water and young men dive in to retrieve it. The winners get a blessing on the spot. Everyone else takes home some holy water for a trouble-free new year. Newly elected Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou attended ceremonies on the Aegean island of Lesbos this year, but with Greece sinking under debt and a huge budget deficit as fast as a priest's crucifix, Papandreou is going to need more than holy water to get through 2010.